Hello and welcome to the Ramen's Bungish podcast. Today we have our special host, special guest, whatever you want to call him, Subhakrish Balakumar.
Hello everyone. This is a great honor to be on the Ramen's Bungish podcast. I've been looking forward to this my entire life. So yeah, let's just jump right into this episode.
So today he wanted to talk about air pollution and how it's a horrible thing that obviously affects us and how we can prevent it and obviously the impact that it has on the environment. So I'd like to start by talking about what it is.
Just before we get into what it is, I'd just like to say the main inspiration behind this was about how many people, especially young people, teens, who I hope like this episode will get most through, is about trying to be more sustainable and trying to promote more environmentally friendly earth. So that's the inspiration behind this. So what is air pollution? Air pollution is the contamination of air due to the presence of harmful substances in the atmosphere. Air pollution is harmful to organisms, climate, and the natural and artificial materials around us.
So what I find interesting, Subhu, okay, is we're from Pakistan and India, okay? And unfortunately, we are one of the most, worst when it comes to air pollution. And in fact, the top three most air polluted countries in terms of microgram per meter, according to IQ Air in 2020, is Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India.
That's kind of a sad statistic because, in many of those areas, I think the reason maybe is because they don't have proper, factory conditions or there need to be better regulations. But hopefully, our countries, there's a lot of young people there and they'll bring change. And I'm sure those numbers will be going down.
The thing is, our countries do take a big part of the world. Pakistan being such a small country, for example, right? Even Bangladesh, they take up almost the same population as the United States, which is obviously far bigger, at least 10 times bigger, right? So it's unfortunate. And that's why we got to stop it. Because the thing is it affects us all. And if we want people to live longer, stuff like that, right? Here in Canada and the States, obviously healthcare is advanced and stuff like that. So we don't have to worry about these things. And we care about it, right? But in Pakistan and India, with so much corruption and there's so much problems there, that it's kind of hard to obviously do that. You know what I mean? And sometimes the government doesn't care enough to put money into that, right? They care more about their economy and stuff like that, because the thing is air pollution comes later. These elements like economy and stuff like that are more important to that.
That's actually a great point, Ramis. I just wanted to add it to that. Yeah, as you said, there's a lot of population density, so it's not about environmental sustainable methods aren't the major priority there. It's more about how can we do this cheaply, how can we do this as quickly as possible. And I think that in some cases, that makes sense because they have so much people they have to provide for, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Because the thing is, I've noticed this, even my parents and when they were in Pakistan, it's they've always, there's different places where you can't even live there because of air pollution, right? And we can't let our beautiful earth be damaged by this. This year, honestly speaking, last few days, 30 degrees, 40 degrees, and I'm oh my God, this is a hot day, right? It's becoming to the point where it's unbearable, and because of obviously global warming, it's going higher and higher, and the thing is, it also affects us too, right? We don't notice this, but these issues in Bangladesh and Pakistan and India, they're affecting our earth, right? So when these things are happening, it's affecting our earth.
Yeah, that's another great point. As you can see, we think the people of Millcroft here, we live in a nice, there's not many trash, there's only a few vehicles, everyone's eco-conscious, but then you don't understand the impact of around the world coming back to us. It's like a cycle. We need to start bringing change here so that we can bring change everywhere. So then now we'd like to talk about what is the history of air pollution? So air pollution has existed since caveman times when they've had to use fires, right? And then the smog would get into there.
Greenhouse gases have always existed, if you think about it, right? We use them a lot. Something like carbon is something that we use a lot. And the thing is, one thing is trees. They really do help, right? And different people are trying to save our trees, right? remember back in, I think it was like 2019, like famous YouTuber Mr. Beast, like just a regular reference anyways. He had like a whole thing where he said $20 million and we'll plant 20 million trees, right? And we need stuff like that to prevent this, right? So we need to work on that. And unfortunately, air pollution is getting worse and worse, right? And trees taking part, right? And they help us. Right, but even that, like them getting, they get burned, right? Like we look at the forest fires in the Amazon rainforest, right? There's so much stuff happening there. It's really unfortunate.
That's true. Also, like to say, like since the Industrial Revolution, as Ram has said, there's like many trees, but since we're trying to build more and more materials, more and more things like the textile factories, or like trying to make paper and et cetera, we've had to cut down more trees. We've had to like take more resources out of the sea. And one of a fun fact I'd like to share is that many of like the coral and many of the sea aquatic life, they actually help absorb the carbon just like trees. But when we get rid of that, it's just to fuel our materialistic desires, just to make more products because there's a rising amount of people. Then we in turn are just damaging ourselves. We're making life worse for the future generations.
And that's true. Like, the problem is society's been ruined always by the people. Like, we don't realize this, and unfortunately they don't give us, the youth, really much of a say. But like when we look at Greta Thunberg, right, like people were like, oh my god, wow, Greta Thunberg, but there should be more of us, right? Like the thing is, we don't realize this, but it's gonna affect us more than like the guys who've been making these decisions, right? The adults, they're probably, this sounds bad, but they're probably going to die before we, like, before it gets even worse, right? And right now, it's like beginning of summer, and we're dealing with like 30 degrees, 40 degrees, like sometimes even like 45. Like the other day, I saw it was like 45 at one point. We're dealing with this temperatures, and the thing is it's destroying our world. And honestly, I think we should work on this, right? So air pollution is one thing that affects global warming, and right, and global warming causes like natural disasters. And the thing is these natural disasters destroys things, which wastes money. So why aren't we putting in more money into this thing to protect our futures, to protect our like money in a way, right?
That's true, because on the other hand, you have to balance economy. Obviously the economy is very important for like jobs and for the livelihood, so you can provide for your children. But a great quote that summarizes that I've heard was, it doesn't matter what job you have in the future if we're all dead. Just take a moment to think about that. And yeah, so like throughout history, as Ram has said, there's been more talks, which is actually a positive, but there isn't enough. We need to rise as a generation, since it's our future and our children's future, our grandchildren's future, forever, how many generations we continue to live on as humans. We need to solve this problem right now. And that's the reason for this podcast episode.
So let's, like I said already about global warming, right? Climate change, vehicle emissions, like industrial factory manufacturing, stuff like that. Then we have power plants, volcanoes, wildfires, mining operations. All these things are affected by air pollution. It seems like such a small problem, right? Like we don't realize it. Because the thing is, it's never affected our daily lives until like recently, where we've started noticing it more, right? Like I've noticed it, everyone's been noticing it, right? And the thing is it's unfortunate that the amount of years this big earth has existed, we've never like discussed it till now, right? And governments are starting to put this, and the thing is, they're starting to stop it, right? Like for example, different countries, I found this interesting, in France and in Canada and in like the different countries, what they're doing now is they're banning these gasoline cars, right? Like they're saying like we're gonna now only sell electric cars, right? Because the thing is, it creates lots of emissions, but now as time's been passing by, right, these things have become more cheaper, so therefore they're like, it's better for you to just switch into those, right? And that's I guess it's one good thing about time with us humans, is the more time passes, the more things advance, and therefore it becomes cheaper and cheaper, right? If you look at a computer, right, if we look back about 100 years ago, it would cost you thousands of dollars to buy a computer. Now you can get a Chromebook for something as cheap as $200, right? So things, as time passes by, it gets faster and it also gets cheaper.
So yeah, just like to add on to that, some of the causes you talked before, like vehicle emissions. So that black smoke that comes out of the back of your car that's leading through holes into the ozone layer. The ozone layer is what prevents the sun from directly causing the radiation to heat up. And that's why, as Ramiz has been saying, there's been a lot of like heat. It's been very humid and hot, almost even unbearable if you crank the AC. And then industrial factory manufacturing. If you like, let's say if you're working in an industry that doesn't really care much about how it disposes of its waste, like let's say the textile industry or even like the rubber plants and etc., then that waste, it can either go into the air as fumes, or it can go into the water as it pollutes the water. That water soaks up, goes back into the air, and it damages through acid rain and through like other impacts, like impacting the ozone layer or like damaging the clouds and etc. And then volcanoes and wildfires, although we can't necessarily control volcanoes, wildfires, they've been a major thing, which also connects to other types of pollution, like water pollution, or even like improper littering, like not throwing out your cigarettes properly. And yeah.
I feel like we need to have more of an education on this, right? Like, what do you think? Because the thing is, I've noticed this. We don't talk, like nowadays we have, but the thing is, and I feel like I'm repeating this point, but it's true, that we need to educate people, because the thing is, we don't realize this, right? But without education, you can't do anything, right? Like, you can't stop something without education. And
what would you have anything to say?
I'd say, yeah, to stop it, I think we have to educate. So that's why we're going to talk about how to prevent the cause, how to prevent, like, air pollution. So then, some of the major ways that we can prevent air pollution are, one, trying to find sustainable methods within different industries that are causing air pollution. So if we like found a way to somehow turn the waste into like a brand new computer, or we could somehow reduce that waste and then input it and recycle it into building a new product, that would be great, not only economically, but also environmentally, because it provides less waste, so more profit, but also helps the earth overall. So then some of the ways students themselves can solve air pollution, they can use public transports. Like, let's say if you want to go somewhere far, if you and your friends get in a public transport, it would be much better for the environment.
I also recommend carpooling, right? Like, I remember in elementary school, like my sister, right? She carpools with our neighbor because they go to the same school, right? So it's better for that both, right? It's cheaper. Nowadays gas prices have been going up a lot, right? So I feel like transit's starting to like seem like a cheap option now, because the thing is if you're going as one person, it's more worth that. Like, yeah, to some people it may seem like a hassle, but really it's not bad, right? Like, in other places it's far worse, and here in Canada and in Burlington, I feel like our public thing is at least safe, right? Because you can't trust public transportation in some countries, right? And stuff like turning off lights, right, or recycling and reusing, right? So I think those would be really good ways to kind of stop air pollution from being a thing. My one point that I want to say is electronics. We buy a lot of them. One thing you could do is reduce doing that, right? Because the thing is, maybe buy used phones, right? Or like sell your phone instead of throwing it out. Because the thing is we need to recycle this stuff, right? Because these phones that we use, they're the main reason, a big reason, obviously, why air pollution's a thing, right? Factory manufacturing since the Industrial Revolution. And the thing is, companies want you to kind of like just get rid of your phone and throw it out. But in reality, it's still useful, right?
That's true. So as you said before, like reduce, reuse, recycle, and turning off lights. Turning off lights, it's just obviously a simple thing we've all heard when we're younger. But then more on the process of reduce, reuse, recycle, the three R's. For recycling, you can like, let's say if you find an old plastic bottle in your recycling bin, you can use that and make like, let's say if you were bored one, you can make like a bottle rocket or something. Or you can use it to make like a new art piece and submit that for your art assignment. And then for reusing, it helps us like get rid of our materialistic desires. Like many of the greats in history, like the Buddha or Diogenes, they're all like cynicists. They didn't live with too much, and they were able to live life freely. They didn't have any like product desires that held them on. So not only does it help the environment, and also products that you can buy, it can also go to people who need them more than you. So that's also like economic and socially. It also helps you just personally in your own life. And then you save more money and you have money to spend for more important things. And then no to plastic bags, obviously, because that can impact the water, and throwing it out impacts the trash because microplastics get in the air and that causes air pollution. Obviously, this episode is directed more to young people, but if you have any parents that smoke or know anyone that smokes or vapes or anything, collecting that smoking cigarettes and properly disposing it can also help reduce, or if even better, convince them not to smoke. That would definitely help reduce air pollution.
Not only is it good for their lungs, it's also good for the environment.
The earth is our lungs.
Or our earth's lungs, yeah.
So then using fans instead of air conditioners, ACs take a lot of energy, and energy use is also another thing that we can help you work on to fix our air pollution.
Or, I mean, solar panels. That's something we noticed in Millcroft, right? Is a lot of people installing solar panels, so that kind of basically stops non-renewable energy being used, right? Therefore, not only is it good for air pollution, it's also in a way cheaper as time passes by. Obviously, in the start, it's expensive, right? Like, because you're spending like maybe $30,000-$40,000 to install them, but eventually it becomes cheaper, so it just seems like a good idea, you know what I mean?
I agree, and yeah, alongside solar panels, there's a lot of houses in Millcroft that use like chimneys. So obviously, because these houses are around like 10 to 20 years old or so, but for new houses that use chimneys, use like gas filters that can also help harmful gases getting absorbed in the air. And then during like festivals, as like July 1st is coming up soon, Canada Day, avoid the usage of crackers. The use of crackers, it's one of the biggest contributors to air pollution, and it leads to a layer of smog, which is also harmful for your health. So instead of like using crackers on festivals and weddings, you can like play music, or you can do a party games, or even if someone could come up with like an innovative way of cracker, like let's say if you made a Coke and Mentos Pepsi bottle and you like blew that up.
I mean, it's good to avoid it, but like obviously sometimes you gotta enjoy it, you know what I mean? Like this sounds off, like, right? Like I shouldn't be recommending this, but the thing is, there's some things in life where it's okay, but we can't like make it that we waste it all the time, right? Like it would be better where it's like you don't do it locally, right? Because the thing is, you know how like Burlington does it, like the whole city thing, right? Something like that would make more sense, because you should just let the city do it instead of everyone doing their own individual ones, because you're obviously spreading a lot of air pollution. But the thing is, I feel like, yes, it's a problem, but what's worse nowadays is factories, right? And like we gotta stop supporting like the factories that are not safe and that aren't using proper methods to like obviously produce their stuff, right? Because the thing is, it's cheap, right? So that's why these companies like Apple and Samsung and all these big companies, they're like, oh, we'll just produce in China, because the thing is they're cheap. But the thing is in countries like that, there's bad working conditions, there's bad air pollution, right? And China is also another country that has really bad air pollution because of this, right? Think of like what a beautiful country it is. It's ruining itself by air pollution. And the problem is greed powers us, right? That's the problem. Is there's never an end to money, right? Like you're always going to want more and more and more. So we need to put a stop, because the thing is at this point, the more money we're making right now, we're going to make a lot of money, but eventually it's going to make us have to lose a lot of money, because it's going to start affecting everyone and it's going to start having lots of big problems, right? So
So yeah, just like Rama said, we need to have like proper balance. So I guess sometimes you can use it, sometimes you don't. And if you really don't like it, you can just boycott, because boycotting is one of the best ways to stop companies that are using improper things. Alongside avoiding the usage of crackers, avoiding the usage of like chemicals that smell strongly, or trying to come up with like different alternatives that are less harmful. And last but not least, plant trees. As like Rama said, the Team Trees event by Mr. Beast and Mark Rober, it was a great event, by the way.
The thing is they suck up carbon, right? So we're losing trees and we're also making our air pollution worse, right? And the thing is, they're just a nice thing to have, right? They look like, if you have a little plant in your house, right, they look nice, right? Like people get them as a decoration. You could build a whole garden and subconsciously, without realizing it, it's taking in carbon that can protect our planet, right? So planting trees, planting flowers, stuff like that, it's just a good idea to just do that. So
just as like a final point, yeah, adding more trees, it looks good, better for you. It can also provide many fruits that you can sell in like a farmer's market. And also just like cleaning up the seas. If you happen to work in a beach cleanup and volunteer for that, that can also help protect the waters, which in turn protects our land. So just to summarize this episode before I let Ramiz finish it off, we've talked about air pollution today, about the history of air pollution, what it is, the impacts of it, and how you can prevent. So back to Ramiz to sign off this episode.
So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this quite small thing. This is the first time I've actually had a, I guess you could say, collaboration. For my podcast, because usually I just do them solo. I'm going to start getting more people on here eventually. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That's Ramiz Bungish from the Ramiz Bungish podcast. Have a good day, guys.